With the growing popularity of social media, these days more than ever, we are allowed to show off who we wish to be than who we truly are. And why things like Facebook, Instagram influences in us certain habits and lifestyles that are alien to our God-given identity and purpose, all from online achievements. For some of us, our inability to be authentic is more than an online issue. It is a struggle in every part of our lives to be real. This is the Prime Talk with Oge. Hello everyone and welcome to Grace Amazing Studio, where we bring to you great inspirational stories and deep analysis of issues shaping our lives today. I am your humble host, Oge Chukwu, and I will be beginning a new series on the topic Socially Profiled. That will be coming up in episodes, and today I will be speaking on the danger of a twisted narrative, why the world is overrun by otters.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power, I work in miracles, I live a life of favor. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence.
All I require for life,
God has given me.
I know
who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power.
You are welcome back to the studio, and I hope you are blessed by that wonderful song by Sinach. I know who I am. I can hear someone says, yes, I know who I am. Of course, I know you know who you are, because God even know more who you are. Now, let's go to the talk. The danger of a twisted narrative. Why the world is overrun by authors. Now, let me spell that. A-L-T-A-R-S. Authors. Now, there has never been a generation that is so much overwhelmed by the Internet of Things, the realities of the social media, and the resulting crimes and identity crisis than in our present 21st century. Now, this has made it a lot more easier for us to be influenced, oftentimes by the narrow perspective about the true meaning and the purpose of life, glamorized and exacerbated by the entertainment industries. Now, they know how to feed on our past, our present, our securities, self-doubt, and the cravings in us to be seen as being successful. So we are lured to accept the cocktail lies of the devil about the real truth of who God says we are and will be. And because man is wired to be influenced by what he hears, sees, and it makes it a more easier for us to fall short of who we are. But what many don't understand is that the devil will not successfully shortchange our destinies without a good reason to do so. And I'll tell you a story. Ashley Patterson grew up in London and in Rome, outside Bedford in Pennsylvania. Her childhood experiences were dotted with the traces of her sexual abuse by her own father and a mother who constantly reminded her that she will not amount to anything in life. Now, these memories will haunt her until her 20s, even as a beautiful young woman with a good job at the Global Computer Graphics in Santa Clara in south of San Francisco. But then she had already created a two separate personality of herself with the narrative of her past in order to fend off her insecurities, issues, and self-doubt that have plagued her since childhood. Ashley's was a case of dissociative identity disorder. Two living personalities in one person. So at the Global Computer Graphics, we were introduced to the two sister personalities of Ashley Patterson, with peculiar family histories, sexual abuses, and they share a verbally abusive mother. There was Tony Prescott, who was born in London. This personality was created to be the outgoing, protective, and defiant personality that the real Ashley lacked. This personality will don a mini skirt at nights and uses a lot of makeup, thick dark eyeliners, false eyelashes, colored eyeshadows, and bright lipstick. But in the day, she was a conservative. And in those nightclubs, she would sing. And just to prove to her mother wrong, who told her to stop singing because she has no voice anyway. Then we met the second personality of Ashley, Alette Patterson. This was born in Rome. She was created to fill in the touch of motherly affection our Ashley had lacked, to make up for a sense of shame and pain and a need for acceptance. She came to prove to the world, especially to her mother, that she can fulfill her dream, because her mother has told her she was wasting paper and paint since she has no talent to be a painter. She will hit and run over a man who switched her painting for her daughters to give to their pastor. It happened that these two personalities were actually voices in our head pushing out beyond our limitation and exploiting her past circumstances, replaying them in the present. But they had gotten herself into trouble. What she didn't bargain for with the authors. After having so many deaths in her hands, and she was going to jail. Now, the last we heard of Ashley, after Tony connived with her to play cool, to escape the doctor section, to treat her of the dissociative identity disorder, she was on her way to kill her own father by the same suggestion of Tony, because their rapist's father was going to be a stepdad to a girl who was also raped at the same age like them. To some of us, our experiences could be different or more complicated than Ashley, but there are the similar traces of narrative. There are the voices surrounding us almost everywhere, digging up all sorts of lies, twisting those narratives, bringing in the negative just to lure us to be different from the true picture of who God says we are, because to every identity is a purpose. Now, no two inventions of man serve the same purpose. And to every invention is the manual, is the prescription of what that invention has come to play out in a world of man to solve a problem. Now, how much more can a man be who was made by the Almighty God that even twin does not have the same fingerprint? The danger of a twisted narrative. Perhaps you have been told in time past, perhaps in the present, that your gender is a mistake, your body endowment is a curse, everything about you, the color of your hair, the color of your eye, the size of your mouth, everything is a mistake. And they put it to you that the whole world has gone for 50 shades of cosmetic surgeries and transplant here and there. And because we want to appear as trendy, we want to go viral on the media, we want 1 million likes on Facebook, 1 million hearts on Instagram, 1 million subscribers on videos exposing who we are not, that will be to the detriment of the future that we come. And then the narrative is already muddled. Today, many have not fully defined for themselves who they are, but the definition of ourselves is the mirror of the society, is the mirror of the expectation of pressure, religion, and family that are almost contrary to the blueprint of the God's word about us. So we have the young boy who comes from a good home, who is forced to create a playboy altar just because he's scared about what his friends may say or misjudge his manners, that she cannot put a woman into bed. The girl creates a sexy altar, a sex doll, good for bed, good for ice creams, good to be told lies, because today there's no true definition of love between these two sexes. While their boy uses love to get sex, the girl uses sex to get love. And we end up hurting our feelings. And we have the cases of most girls who post several pictures of themselves just to appear beautiful. And who wouldn't be carried away with your whole photo work and the media? And also we have the lady who creates a competitive altar to meet up with the targets, even if it means going out with married men at night. And don't be surprised that she sings in the choir on Sunday. The pressure. Now we see many old school mates who post pics and nice captions suggesting they are being successful because they are the type who was so brilliant in school for 4 or 5 years. Oftentimes, do not determine what would be out there. Now, I was recently told by a friend, I just commented on a friend's picture, and he said, please let me speak it in the Creole, in Pidgin. Say, hey, I know Una. Una, when they sit down for fraud, any example, I go wrong, go front, me not copy, I be. And they wait, make us see what Una go be. Now, shouldn't I create an impression on social media that I have what it takes to be successful? And now we have our celebrities out there who lives flamboyantly in the public to the expenses of their future savings. The true purpose of what they should accomplish within the time frame of celebrityness, a world overrun by others. As we are for self-development and packaging, we are not apt for pulling out the true substance, the essentials of our God-given identity for a chaff of surface appraiser that will not last. It's time we all come out to be real. It's time we all come out to be hardworking. It's time we all come out to be who we are. Now, I want to tell you something here before we wrap up this episode. What your author, what they will not tell you, that your author, that social profile, they want you to become, will deprive you of. Now, first, what your author will deprive you of is that it shortchanges your life's potential of being a positive source of inspiration to a generation attached to your purpose and to your creativeness. Instead, you are limited to a stream of likes and hearts and followership of an online audience that are transitional in nature. Now, your authors, the calendar of God's timing for your own breakthrough. When your author takes over your life, the opportunity that we are wired to your true nature passes you by, because it's like a nightmare dressed in daydreams. You have exchanged it for the glittering opportunities that are not gold, because you weren't one yourself, not even close to copper, not even close to silver, not even close to brass. Now your altar inhibits the power of true creativity in bringing real solution to the world's problem, because you are spending time on the social media. You are spending time on something that will not benefit your generation in time to come. You are not spending time in developing yourself, in investing in books, investing in knowledges, word, the world, and everything therein is built by knowledge, not on beauty. That you already have your nature, but feeling in the nature determines how far you will go. But today, we have many who have chosen to become a mannequin, good for the show glass, to show off the creativity of others who have maximized their true potential. Your altar gives the enemy the power to achieve his three-point agenda on humanity. John 10:10. To kill, to destroy, and to steal the peace of your mind. That's why today there are depression, suicides, and even suicidal thoughts, crimes that many didn't bargain for. Now, there's something that Priscilla Scherer wrote in her book, The War Room. You know, that lady who acted The War Room. Now, this is what she said, speaking from the enemy's mind. Now, he said, "I did devalue your strength and magnify your insecurities until they dominate how you see yourself, disabling and disarming you from fighting back, from being free, from being who God has created you to be. I did work hard to ensure that you never realize what God has given you, so you will doubt the power of God within you." Then I ask, do you really know who you are? And coming up next in our prime talk is the fate of a mistaken identity. And I hope you do love this episode. I would love to hear from you. You can send in your comment on my WhatsApp, +234-07-644-10036. And this is all we can take for now on Grace Amazing Studio, where we bring to you great inspirational stories and deep analysis of issues shaping our life. Today, I still remain your humble host, Ogechukwu. But before I go, I would like to leave the thought with you that tomorrow is a beautiful destination to travel to in your mind. However, you don't have to live there. After all, today is the tomorrow you dreamt about yesterday. Now, what are you doing with your today? And that's quotes from Tosin Ade. These and many more in our next episode. Do share this podcast. And until then, stay safe and stay blessed. I'm signing out.